This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
So, look, this is perhaps not the most popular or proper thing to say, but even with the best intentions in the world, we are going to be using oil for a while, which means we're going to have to be pulling more of it out of the ground for a while. There are basically two ways to do that. You drill vertically, straight down, with one of those oil derricks you see in the movies. That's onshore or off, by the way. Or you drill pretty much horizontally, then pump a slurry of water and sand in to hydraulically fracture the rock and force the oil out. That is fracking. Neither, of course, is great for the environment, but environmentalists especially don't like fracking. As Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, though, the oil and gas industry does seem to be betting that fracking is the better choice as we try to get to net zero carbon.
Compared to traditional drilling, almost everything about fracking is less. Less capital to get a well drilled, less time to get a well producing, and less time for it to actually produce oil. That's what oil executives have in mind when they're deciding where they're going to drill, and whether they'll do it vertically or they're going to frack. Brian Prest is an economist at the think tank Resources for the Future.
If there's going to be an energy transition and operators are considering, should I invest in a big, large-scale, long-term project or a short-term one? Well, obviously the long-term project is going to be much more exposed to risk of, you know, reduced oil demand or environmental policies than one that where you can get in and get out in a few years.
In other words, fracking is, for the most part, a lower-risk proposition. That's how Mike Eastman's been thinking lately. He's been drilling oil wells in West Texas for years. I met up with him in the parking lot of a gas station less than a mile from the Permian Basin Petroleum Museum in downtown Midland. I hop into his pickup and he takes me to a site that's getting fracked just down the road. Eastman is the CEO of a company called Tall City Exploration 3. I ask him about the production timeline on a well like this.
They all look the same.
He grabs a piece of paper and a Sharpie from the console and he sketches a quick graph.
They come on like this.
He starts with a dot high up on the vertical axis.
They kind of do this for a month.
Steady production there at the top.
And then they just go like this.
He draws a line almost straight down the page, then flattens it out near the bottom. It's what's called a decline curve, and it's how fracked wells produce over time. Jason Bordoff is co-founding dean of Columbia University's Climate School.
You put your rigs to work, you invest your capital, and most of the production you're going to get from a fracked well is going to come very early in the first couple of years of its production, and then it has a very steep decline rate.
Which means drillers got to make enough money to pay back investors in the first couple of years before production falls off a cliff. And investors want to be sure they're not only going to get their money back, but they want to make a profit too. Now that's harder to guarantee with a vertical well that's going to produce for decades with the price of oil bouncing up and down. But with a fracked well, the risk is a lot lower because the timeline is a lot shorter. Katie Hausman teaches environmental policy at the University of Michigan.
That speaks to why, along with geopolitical reasons, why we're seeing drilling increasing in the short term. But I think it's also clear that investors are worried about the long term.
Long term, like decades long, by which time we might not be using fossil fuels anymore. Gabe Eckhaus studies the political economy of oil at UC Berkeley. He says, if you follow the money, investors are leaning into short-term fracking, which means they're already planning on a transition away from oil.
The amount of capital currently flowing to oil and gas is commensurate with a net zero by 2050 transition on a global level.
The problem, he says, is for that to work, we need to invest a lot more in renewables.
So on the one hand, we are not doing anything, you know, close to what is required for a net zero transition in terms of clean energy. But at the same time, for the kind of aging oil and gas production, we're investing as if a renewable energy transition was happening.
He says the climate investment the government is making in the Inflation Reduction Act is a good start. Katie Hausman at the University of Michigan agrees, but says we've still got a long way to go. And we still have too many gasoline-powered cars and power plants running on natural gas to phase those fossil fuels out.
It's just not realistic to think of oil and gas going away within the next 5 years. And so for now, it looks like fracked wells are here to stay for the short term.
And short term in this case might be longer than we'd like. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.